Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, in what year did film director Stanley Kramer die? And what's the name of the documentary that Juan Carlos Fovetti made about him? Juan Carlos Fovetti is a film historian who was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina in 1964. He's made documentaries about directors Stanley Kramer, William Wyler, and David Lean, and also written a book about Lean, which was recently published in Spain. In June, Fovetti presented a 9-hour seminar about the Holocaust in cinema in Centro Sefarad Israel in Madrid. During the 3 days of the course, he analyzed the topic from various points of view, using clips from over 70 films, both feature films and documentaries, as well as testimonies of survivors now living in Argentina. Fovetti spoke with us about his own work and the seminar.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. Could you first tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what you studied?
Well, I'm from Argentina, from Buenos Aires, and I'm a film historian. And I started to study films and American movie history and the British films when I was a child because of my father, who is a film historian as well. So I made a kind of combination at the beginning because when I was a teenager, I began to study the films in a different way. The profiles of the actors, of the directors, scripts, everything was behind the camera. And after that, I started to work as a journalist in a magazine and a newspaper here in Argentina. And I had the chance of doing very important interviews with wonderful directors like Oliver Stone, Robert Wise, Jean Chagnon, Frank Marshall. And then after that, after a few years of saving money to travel to the U.S. and to California and to see where the films were made, I went to the Oscars in March 1994. I met Steven Spielberg on that unforgettable day of Schindler's List and the Academy Awards, the Music Center in Los Angeles. And, it was a very good experience because it was something that I kept in my heart during a lot of time. And then when I met him, it was kind of a dream. But at the same time, I met many actors like Gregory Peck, Charlton Heston, Anthony Quinn, and here in Argentina and then in California. So we were talking a lot about movies like, Lust for Life or The Kings of Kingdom. It depends on the actor, you know. And sometimes when I met the directors like Robert Wise, we talk a lot about the directors I would like and to study and to make documentaries about, like William Wyler, Stanley Kramer, and producers like Samuel Goldwyn. So 22 years ago, I began with all those hard jobs of making documentaries. And then I traveled a lot to the U.S. again in 1998 and 2001 and 2004. I was invited by the Academy to two different congresses at the Academy. Congresses about documentaries and about films and about nominations for the Academy Awards. So it was a combination. It was a mixture of different types, talking about movies and history and persons of real life.
I wanted to ask you the relationship between your being a film historian and writing about films and then moving into making documentaries. It seems almost like a natural progression. And I was wondering which you prefer to do, and if all the documentaries that you've made have been kind of related to history of film or director, you know, directors or history of film rather than, I don't know, nature or something.
Well, at the beginning, it was very interesting to talk about film history, you know, when I began with a script of about William Wyler or Stanley Kramer. But along the process, when I was working about their lives, I began to think that it was not important to talking about film history, but talking about their profiles and about what was the main subject they were looking in each film. So when I started with the process of the film about Stanley Kramer, I was talking with his family in Los Angeles in 2001 after he died. And his widow told me that he wanted to make a documentary about his husband. And he realized that I was prepared to make a documentary about him and about his profile in their movies, because it was a kind of film that tried to tell aspects about the human being, about social stories, about political issues. So Stanley Kramer made different films such as It Harry the Wind, Judgment in Nuremberg, and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. So I tried to make the combination between his interests about the story script and real life.
In 2001, again in California, Stanley Kramer died, and a few days later, I was invited to the Directors Guild to his tribute in West Hollywood. In there, I met his family and especially his widow, and a week later, by coincidence, we met again in a convention in North Hollywood, and we began to talk about his husband again and about German Nuremberg, of course, which was on Broadway in the theaters in those days. So when she noticed that I knew every character and names of all his husband's films, she was surprised about it. And then she asked me if I knew more about his husband that I didn't say. So the following day, she told me to make a film documentary about him. And I did it. I spent 3 years in the making of the Kramer Impact, which is the title of my documentary about the Stanley Kramer. And I had to go to Nuremberg to shoot some footage inside the 600 room, the same where the judgments took place and where Kramer visited, in order to recreate in a soundstage, in a studio in Southern California, the perfect room, the perfect place to shoot the film. And when I presented my film documentary in Chicago and Seattle film festivals in 2004, I spent talking about the way he directed Judgment at Nuremberg.
So after that, when I made the documentary about William Wyler, I found out that Wyler was a different type of director. He had a clinical eye for actors and for portray, so to speak, the psychological mind of the characters along the story. So I spoke with his family in Washington and in California and in New York. I met them many years ago, and I was working in the script for 15 years. And then I made a documentary last year, and I went with the film to Europe, to Spain mainly. And after a book I wrote about director David Lean, which was a book I published in Spanish in Madrid. So I prepared all those things just to try to tell history, not film history, about them. I was looking for the real aspect of history of human beings.
When you make a documentary, it must be very difficult because documentaries are usually not big money makers. So does someone commission the documentary? Does someone ask you to make it? How do you get financing, and then how do you get them to be distributed?
Well, actually, I was looking for the last step for my William Wyler documentary in Spain, because I came back to Argentina just 2 months ago. and I was living in Madrid until August. And I produced the film by myself. That's why I made a lot of work about it. It cost me a lot of money during almost 18 years. And then I had to make a hard job with the film clips, with footage, with the interviews, with the investigation about the film. The same process was for the David Lynch book, which I told you I published in Spain. But now my film is in two different channels in Spain, and I'm waiting for their answer just to try to keep in mind to sell the films in the right way to try to earn and to recover the money I spent years ago to make them. But it's different with the book, you know, because when you write a book, you have different aspects of earning the money, and it's different. You have to write, and you write a book because you know about a person or about a subject. So it's very different. There are two different ways of making money or making the aspect of the subject you are talking about.
I would like to speak a little bit now about the seminar that you presented at Centro Sefarad Israel on films and the Holocaust. What got you interested in this topic, the topic of the Holocaust?
On 2011, I was working for a channel here in Buenos Aires. I made different interviews to Holocaust survivors who came to Argentina after the war. The stories they told me were unforgettable. So last year, when I went to Germany, I decided to visit Dachau, the same concentration camp where my hero George Stevens filmed with his little 60mm color camera. And I was standing in the same spot that I was watching him so many times when I first saw his documentary. Then I went to Sachsenhausen, close to Berlin, and on February, I decided that it was time to present a seminar in which I could teach what the survivors told me about the Holocaust and what the documentaries in America showed about the war, like those made by John Huston, John Ford, Anatoly Litvak, and William Wyler, all of them under the orders of the legendary Frank Capra in the Signal Corps.
I was wondering if you could describe the course itself, or what did it consist of? How was it organized?
Well, it was organized in different chapters. I thought to combine the documentary, the aspect of the Holocaust, like different films like The Battle of San Pietro, The Nazi Strike, the December 7th, directed by John Ford, The Day to Berlin, directed by George Stevens, The Memphis Belle and Thunderbolt, directed by William Wyler. And I combined those films with European films talking about the Holocaust, like Train of Life, The Truth, Fate of a Man, The Gray Zone, and The Cow and the Prisoner, Capo, and The Last Train to Auschwitz, for instance. And then I talked about the American movies. The first chapter was about the American movies who didn't talk about the Holocaust, and they didn't name even the episode of the Holocaust in any way. And in the second chapter, I started to talk about the American movies and the British movies who talk about the Holocaust in the documentaries and in the features. For instance, the films of the 40s, like The Great Dictator, Hitler's Madman, The Stranger, The Juggler. There are different chapters of it, and it's very difficult to try to explain in any kind of film. You have different aspects of the Holocaust. In Hitler's Madman and Hitler's Children, you talk about in 1943 and 1944 about different aspects of Hollywood about the Holocaust, because they didn't know anything about what was happening in Europe back then. But after the war, in The Stranger, Orson Welles directed the film and was the main star in it. And it was the first time when you see scenes of the death camp in a Hollywood film. And Edward Robinson talks about what happened in there without name in any moment the word Jew or Jewish. It was a strange combination of film history and what happened in Europe back then. But after that, in 1953, in The Juggler, with Kirk Douglas and directed by Edward Dimitrik, it was a film which was shot in Israel. It was the first time that an American movie talks about the concentration camp, because Kirk Douglas portrays a character of a juggler who was in a concentration camp. And then after that, along the 50s, nobody cared in Hollywood about the Holocaust. So in Europe, they started to talk about it with different films like Capo and The Fate of Man, directed by Sergei Bondarchuk. And Hollywood didn't care about what happened in the Second World War after Stanley Kramer went to the producers and told them that he wanted to make a film about Nuremberg, about the judgment that happened in there with the 95 defendants who were accused in Germany. So Kramer began to start in Nuremberg, the film, and he recreated the 600 room in Los Angeles, and he tried to make it just in every aspect the perfect, the real environment of the building. And he tried to tell the story in such a way that it could be the first time in film history that the Holocaust could be telling in the right way, to try to tell the story about what happened in there.
So the films that you used were actually films of fiction or feature films. You didn't use documentaries. You used feature films in this course.
Yes.
And you also say that you used films from the 40s and also films that were later. How contemporary were the films that you used? Did you use films up until, let's say, recently?
Oh, yes. Well, I start the seminar with The Great Dictator, mm-hmm. which I think is the most important film about the Holocaust. Because he doesn't talk about the Holocaust, but Chaplin was wonderful in the film, because he talks about liberty, about the human being, about the spirit. And he said all the time that he didn't want to talk about what was happening in Europe back then, but he didn't know. Nobody knows what happened in 1940. And the U.S. Didn't come to the war yet. So he said in the movie, I don't want to be an emperor. I don't want to rule or conquer or anyone. I should like to help anyone. That's his message in the movie. But after that, when he explained in his autobiography about why he made the film, he said that had I known of the actual horror of the German concentration camps, He wouldn't have to tell the story in such a way, because he preferred not to talk about the war with the humor that he explained in the movie, with the aspect that he talked about during the war. But it was an important film for Roosevelt, because Roosevelt tried to go on with the movie, because Chaplin at the time, he didn't think that it could be a very good idea to talk about what happened in Europe. So Roosevelt sent one of his men to California to convince Chaplin to make the film. And Chaplin go on with that. And then it was one of the best things that it could happen in film history, The Great Dictator. That's why I started the seminar with The Great Dictator. And 9 hours later, I finished with him.
Did many Yes. people attend, and do you have any idea about who they were?
Well, they were just 3 days, 9 hours, 3 hours each. And there were, I didn't count them, but maybe were 60, 70 people
Really?
In all, in order of count, the 3 days. But actually, the important thing of this is that the seminars are filmed, and then I had to put the 3 days on the internet, YouTube, So you can explain what we're all about, those seminars, along the 9 hours. Mm-hmm. Once you can, see them in the YouTube.
What kind of feedback did you get?
Well, it was different kind of people, you know. There were teachers, film historians, journalists, and there were just, you know, persons, workers, like were engineers, doctors who were very interested about the subject. It was in June, you know, and it was very difficult to try to produce 3 different days in June, at the end of June in Madrid, because everyone was, you know, on vacation at the time or was preparing their vacations at the time. So it was very difficult to try to make the seminar in order to show everything I wanted to show to the people and the 100 films I prepared for.
What kind of feedback did you get from the people?
There were many. It's very difficult when you try to tell the different aspects of the Holocaust without taking different opinions about. Because there's always, you know, someone who tries to disturb the opinions and tries to, try to, not to help the seminar, but asking about things that are against of the Holocaust, because it's a difficult subject to take, because there's always one. But they were very interested about. One of them, he told me to make another seminar this year and 2017, if we are lucky, and perhaps to make another kind of course, in Spanish, no? Because mm-hmm. it's in Spain, to try to make different aspects of the Holocaust and try to, because I prepare 6 different documentaries about different aspects of the Holocaust and how the history was told in Europe, in England, and the United States. But it was a very good experience, but it was the beginning, you know.
Very, very, very quickly, can you tell us what you're working on now?
It's a total different film. I'm working in a documentary about Sir Alec Guinness, who is a famous British actor who died 16 years ago. And is one of my favorite actors. And I went to London twice this year, and I went to Petersfield when he lived during 60 years, and I met many of his friends and neighbors and producers who work with him. And I'm preparing a script in Spanish about him, and I presented the project to the Spanish television. So that's it. So this is the first step, so to speak, for this film. It's going to be tough, you know, because it's going to be a long work to do.
I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there, Juan Carlos. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.